Well, it's time to have some more fun as we've entered another Friday. Steve McKay joins us along with Sonny, and it's always a fun time for me. It really is, even though I can really crash and burn miserably with this, and I don't have any hints about what you plan on doing unless you want to share anything before you start.
No. Brave not.
Yeah. All right.
All right, here we go.
As I see that little part there, but anything resonate with you?
It's kind of there. Could you play it again?
Sure. And this, here's an additional hint for you. This song has a really, really famous guitar riff in it. So here we go.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh man, it's got that familiar sound. It's tinging the familiar nerve in my brain, but I'm not much further than that.
Yeah, I'm right with you.
Sounds like Sonny's pretty close, maybe?
No, I'm kind of with Paul. It's got that familiar sound, but I'm not. Okay. It's not coming through yet.
Mm.
I think this will help. You ready?
All right. Yeah.
Hit number one, 1973. At my friend's house, listening to this on speakers. Oh, just love this song. 1973. Number two, it's where Asian oranges could come from. It's where Asian oranges could come from. And number three, have you seen Snoop Dogg at the Olympics?
I think Sonny's nodding, so it looks like Sonny's got it. So, I've got several songs I can go through, but I'm not confident. So, it just looks like you know what you're talking about. So, what do you think?
Well, the Snoop Dogg hint with the Doobie Brothers, right?
Oh, Doobie Brothers!
That is fantastic. So, and then the orange fruit, China Grove
China,
by Doobie Brothers.
Okay.
Exactly. Asian oranges come from a China Grove, and Snoop Dogg is famous for a little doobie activity. Yeah.